The U.S. Secretary of State has vowed a continued American commitment to opposing what he called Moscow's aggression against its neighbors. Rex Tillerson said the U.S. would help Europe decrease its reliance on Russian oil and gas, accusing Moscow of, quote, extorting European clients. The top U.S. diplomat noted that the U.S. sanctions against Russia would remain in place until, quote, it helps restore peace in Ukraine. The U.S. and some European countries accused Russia of having a major hand in the crisis in eastern Ukraine, an allegation denied by the Kremlin. Tillerson is set to attend a NATO foreign ministers meeting in Brussels next week. Let's speak to James Jatras. He's a former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst, and he joins us via Skype from Washington, D.C. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Jatras. Now, here you have, once again, the U.S. Piping its usual Cold War mentality when it comes to Russia.
No doubt about it. And this is very sad, frankly. During the campaign, President Trump specifically said many times he wanted to improve relations with Russia. He still seems to want to reach out to him, but it seems that there's nobody in his administration that agrees with that. That, quite to the contrary, his entire administration seems to be staffed with people that would have been perfectly happy under a Hillary Clinton or Jeb Bush administration that are following the neoconservative line, not only on NATO and Russia, but in the Middle East against Iran and against North Korea as well. It seems that elections don't really matter in this country anymore.
Well, let's look at what Rex Tillerson has said. He's spoken of how Moscow is, quote, extorting European clients when it comes to oil and gas, and also of aggression against its neighbors. What do you make of those accusations? Are they accurate?
No, of course not. In a word, they're nonsense. And in terms of extorting them on oil and gas, they're trying to sell their product. I mean, this has been an obsession under the Obama and the Bush administration before that we don't want Europe dependent on Russian energy. Well, and as the Russians point out, if they're the customers for Russian energy, then Russia's dependent on them to buy their energy. That's the nature of commerce. It's really a silly argument. And of course, if they're talking about Ukraine, are they talking about Georgia? Who destabilized those countries in the first place? How did Ukraine end up in a governmental crisis where an elected president was overthrown by a street mob, and the Russians felt that they had to respond in some way? Maybe they did the wrong thing, but I don't think they had a whole lot of options at that point.
Well, when it comes to U.S. animosity toward Russia, how much of it is because the U.S. needs that existence of an external enemy, or is it deeper than that?
I think it's deeper than that. And when we say the U.S., we're really talking about a very narrow clique of establishment people, mostly concentrated inside the Beltway, as we say here in Washington, that really their rice bowls depend on continuing hostility. But there's more to it than that. I do think that for a lot of the progressive side of the American political spectrum, when Russia dumped communism, they actually dumped something that was very valuable to these people, that they actually felt an affinity for communism as an ideology. And as Russia emerges as a more and more conventional power and a very conservative country, they really cannot forgive Russia for giving up that wonderful ideology.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's James Jatras, former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst, joining us via Skype from Washington, D.C.